I'm very happy to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Julie Brett Adams. She is doing a performance this weekend called One Woman Dancing. It's a solo contemporary dance concert at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So you've been at this a long time. First it was Two Women Dancing for a while. You would come
yes.
on the show with your dance partner.
With Kate Eberle, yes.
Yeah.
And then Kate retired in 2010, so two minus one is one woman dancing left.
And so you've been really at both keeping up your dancing and the choreography for a long time. And, I mean, this is the question of how long to keep going as the dancing part must always be a tricky one.
That is tricky, and many dancers, including Kate, decide to retire when they're maybe at the peak of their physical abilities, and others go on and know that dancing from the heart and bringing life experience to the work gives a different dimension
yeah.
when perhaps the physical capacities are not as bright.
So let's talk about this performance. You're doing all kinds of dances with unusual names. One of them is called Kronos Cosmos Corvus. What's it about? Is there a theme that sort of covers the whole set of performances?
Well, I wouldn't say there is one theme. I try to bring a great variety of theme, music, and movement style to my work so that you're watching one person on stage for the evening, but you're seeing many aspects of the self, myself, of course, because I'm the person who's on stage, but hopefully all those aspects of self that I'm bringing to the stage are touching the audience as aspects of themselves as well, human life. Kronos Cosmos Corvus began with the idea of navigation out into the world, as well as navigation inward into the self, into the soul. So we travel from Kronos, which refers to time, which refers to the clock, which was the first form of navigation for ships to be able to find longitude. It refers to the mechanical, to the modern, to the outer world. Then we go to cosmos, the mystical, the stars, which of course were also and still are a great source of navigation, not only on the waters, but in life. And then we end with Corvus, the raven, the crow, the most primal, what I imagine is a primitive man following the animals, watching the birds fly, the tracks, and the symbol there is the inward navigation to the self.
And all of this, and then there's many more performances. There's one called The Minutes Alone, and what are they, 12 one-minute performances?
That's correct. They are 12 dances in a row. There are no blackouts. You see every transition, and each one is its own one-minute dance. The music is wildly varied, and you see me go from each minute to minute.
With very different kinds of, I mean, I haven't seen the performance yet, but titles of some of the pieces include Cowboy, Hip Hop, Belly, Balloon, Foundling. And so one gets the sense that the music and the feel of them is extremely varied.
Yes, yes. Wide range of variation there.
So how do you keep up as in one woman show, a whole evening of performance, of dance performance, that energy? I mean, when you go to the ballet, they've always, you know, the soloist goes off stage and probably pants and drinks water while the corps
no
de ballet
kidding.
Is.
That's one of the tricks of making a solo show. You have to pace yourself. You have to find a way to transition from dance to dance that allows you to keep the energy high and to keep the focus deep. And it's a tremendous challenge. It's a logistic challenge as well as an energetic one and, of course, an artistic one to create an evening that flows and is compelling for the audience and is doable.
Now, you have not only your choreography, but guest choreography as part of it.
Yes, a very talented young woman named Margaret West, who is from Santa Fe, grew up here, studied dance here with Audrey Durrell and Kathy Rowe originally, and went to UNM and majored in choreography and dance, choreographed a beautiful solo for me for this concert. It's called Saudade, which is the Creole Portuguese word for saudade, which in Portuguese refers to yearning and missing.
Yeah, it's one of those almost untranslatable words,
right,
that has a deep cultural significance.
Yes, the word doesn't exist in English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Julie Brett Adams about her performance, One Woman Dancing. So this is Friday and Saturday at 8 in the afternoon and Sunday at 2 in the afternoon at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Is that a good dance space?
For me, it's ideal. I've been performing at the Playhouse for many years now. It's a small stage and a small theater, which means a very intimate environment for what I create, which are very intimate dances, very personal work. So it's more of a boutique performance than the amplitude of a big stage.
Yeah, and I mean, to fill a big, huge, sort of Lenzic-sized stage as one person is...
Well, that would be hard unless I were a Baryshnikov.
Exactly.
Or something like that, which I'm obviously not.
Yeah, nobody is. But you have been doing this, you've been dancing, well, probably all your life, right?
Yes, since a child I've been dancing, but active here in Santa Fe since the early 90s, producing and creating work.
And how has it evolved for you? It seems like there's such a dimension of inward looking, and I don't know if you want to call it meditation, but introspection to the work you do.
I'm definitely interested in making dances that bring forward deep aspects of humanity, obviously my own and the viewers, contrasted with other choreographers who make dance really purely about movement or relationships between the bodies and the space around them. Of course, I take all of those elements into consideration when I choreograph, but I want to make dances that speak to my viewers and touch them and move them, whether that's to the comical or the melancholy, whatever direction we're going, I want it to be poignant.
The show is called One Woman Dancing, and it's dance and choreography by Julie Brett Adams. For more information, you can go to onewomandancing.com. You can also make reservations at 986-1801. The Santa Fe Playhouse is at 142 East of Vargas Street here in Santa Fe. Now, I notice on your the flyer that you're giving out, there's an extraordinary costume on it. Is costume a big part of it?
Costume is a big part of it. This year, in fact, not only costume, but props have made their way into many of my dances. And I was thinking to myself as I was creating the work, wow, I'm really gathering up a lot of stuff here for this show. And I think that when you dance alone, maybe you're missing other bodies, so I'm compensating a little bit with props. And the costume that you're looking at is actually a folded paper sculpture created by Susanna Carlisle and Bruce Hamilton. They are a couple here who work in amazing ways.
Very good artists, yeah.
Yes, installation art. And Susanna is also a dancer, and this is the second paper prop that she's created for me. And it's quite an amazing sculpture. And the different shapes and movements that it can take on are really amazing. And so it does become my partner in the dance, Sai Se San.
Julie Brett Adams, One Woman Dancing 2013. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.